Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, May 10th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Northeast Ohio, some residents in a North Ridgeville neighborhood were shaken up Wednesday night after a police shootout that killed a man wanted for the death of his girlfriend in Tennessee. ONN's Kai Torque reports.
White County Sheriff's Office in Tennessee called North Ridgeville Police, telling them a flock camera read the license plate of the vehicle Jason Norris was driving. They were told Norris is suspected of killing his girlfriend in Tennessee and then driving off in her SUV. Officers found her vehicle at a home which belonged to Norris's grandmother and cousin. Norris and his cousin walked out of the home, and police gave multiple commands that Norris did not obey. Norris then pulled out a gun and fired at officers. Officers returned the fire, and one of the bullets hit Norris in the chest. Norris was pronounced dead at the hospital.
In Worthington, near Columbus, a Bible study teacher is in trouble for child pornography. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend.
A Bible study teacher is facing federal child pornography charges. According to court records, 49-year-old Andrew Brown distributed child pornography using an undercover computer. Court documents say Brown was a volunteer teacher at the Worthington Adventist Academy, as well as a youth minister and Bible study teacher at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He's scheduled to be back in federal court on Monday.
Near Cincinnati, a Butler County man is on trial for murder for the second time. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
The incident happened in 2019. The trial ended in a hung jury in 2002. Now 41-year-old Gupreet Singh is facing a 3-judge panel that will decide his fate. Butler County court records show that Singh is accused of killing his wife, her parents, and her aunt. Each of the 4 victims were allegedly shot in the head multiple times. Prosecutors painted a picture of Singh as an adulterer who was overleveraged financially and had strained relations with his wife and her family. The defense claims Singh lied initially, which is why he was charged. The trial is expected to conclude today.
Andrew Mitchell, a former Columbus Police vice officer who pleaded guilty to kidnapping sex workers under the guise of an arrest, has been sentenced. ONN's Lacey Crisp has details.
The judge sentenced him to 11 years, and with credit for time already served, he'll be held for another 6 years.
He's been in custody since 2019. When Mitchell agreed to the plea deal, there was a range of 7 to 11 years he could serve in prison on 2 counts of deprivation of rights under color of law and 1 count of obstruction of justice. Mitchell admitted to holding 2 women against their will and obstructing the federal investigation. As a part of the deal, he will not have to register as a sex offender when released.
Ohio has seen an unprecedented 50 tornadoes since January, and that number is expected to increase as the year continues. ONN meteorologist Madison Reich has more.
Life, like the weather, can change in an instant. The odds that it will happen in Ohio are much greater than they used to be. Since the 90s, Ohio's average number of tornadoes has almost doubled. And this year alone, we've seen more in the spring than in any other year on record. For tornadoes to form, the atmosphere needs to be warm and humid. Conditions becoming increasingly common because of climate change. We're likely to see severe storms this summer, and families should be prepared.
Near Toledo, a doctor who's trying to get his medical license back is taking his case to a court of appeals. ONN's Melissa Andrews has the story.
Wade Banker was a licensed radiologist when he performed lower-cost plastic surgeries as well as laser and hormone therapy treatments at his business Lux Laser in Maumee. Banker's license was revoked in April of last year for the inadequate treatment of 15 patients over a four-year period. His attorney and the medical board went before the 10th District Court of Appeals, where his attorney argued the medical board's decision lacked due process and was not in accordance with the law. The Court of Appeals will review the case, but there is no date set for a decision.
The Ohio legislature has passed a bill to limit students' cell phone use in school. ONN's Kristen McFarland reports.
Many local districts have already implemented policies to minimize cell phone use. This bill would be for districts who don't have policies in place. The goal of the bill is to eliminate distractions and encourage more student engagement, not ban cell phones completely.
Now, the bill would require the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce to put out a model policy for schools if they don't want to create one themselves. If approved, the law will go into effect January 1st of 2025.
The Cleveland Cavaliers face the Celtics at home tomorrow night in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The series is tied at one game apiece. And according to the National Weather Service, parts of Ohio could see the northern lights this weekend due to a severe solar storm, which could trigger the colorful display over much of the northern half of the country. Experts at the Space Weather Prediction Center say the best viewing opportunities will be between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.